Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, Courtney. It's Sarah from Kent Memorial Library.
Hey, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are things over in Millbrook?
Good, good. Our topic today is back to school. How has it been going? Do you have a lot of kids that visit your library after school? Are you walkable?
We are absolutely walkable. Are you walkable?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's it. I think it makes a difference in getting the kids here for sure. When my kids were in middle school, it was a big deal when they were allowed, because we don't live in the village. Well, we do now, but at that time we didn't live in the village. We lived elsewhere, so my kids were always on the bus. And it was a big deal when the library would have a program and they could walk. They could be released with the walkers and walk, you know, the whopping 3.5 blocks to Kent Center, to the library from Kent Center School without adult supervision. I mean, you know, to set loose a 10-year-old in the town of Kent really felt like an absolute honor. They just thought it was the coolest thing. And what I really loved was watching the sort of nervous Nelly parent who would be driving their car really slowly behind them walking on the street. Anyway, we get busy here once it's back to school season. We certainly have a long history of class visits from Kent Center School, where it's like a little field trip where they walk over and they're with their teacher and whatever aides they have, and they get a whole separate program. Each grade, each class gets a whole personal visit. It's lovely. We do different themes, and if they don't have a library card, they can get a library card. It's always amazing to me certainly with the kindergarten, when the kindergarten starts coming in, these kids that some of them I've never seen before, and I think, where have you been hiding for 5 years? But they roll in, and then we get them all hooked up with what they need. How about you?
Yeah, we're very walkable from all the schools in the school district, which is pretty cool. I will say our big group that likes to visit us is our middle schoolers, and mm-hmm. we had like hordes of seventh graders coming in.
Nice.
Today, which was great.
Do you pass out deodorant just in case?
Yeah. We try to have snacks for them
uh-huh.
because we found that if we feed them, it cuts down on behavioral incidents. So
that's
a trick that we learned. But yeah, we are really lucky. We have a teen room where they can hang out,
mm-hmm.
and it has glass walls, so they have like a little bit of a sense of privacy.
Yes,
but
not too much.
But keep an eye on them.
Yeah, the last thing that adolescents need is actual privacy. we won't have that for a little while, but that's actually part of our expansion plan, is a dedicated teen space where there's a glass door that can close, where we'll be able to sort of see in, but they can have their own space and get a little rowdy. And it's away from the kids, and it's away from, you know, quieter areas, and so they can, you know, be themselves and enjoy themselves. But I think if you fight teenagers being teenagers, you will always lose.
So yeah, I think that's accurate.
Yeah, so we'll embrace the rowdy. I like it when occasionally right now we have a section for the teens in the stacks, and sometimes I'll go in there and I'll see someone sort of climbing up the stacks. I'll be like, okay, guys, okay, it's always a boy. Okay, get down. But we have just lovely kids here. One of our issues that we have as far as getting teens, in particular high school kids, middle school we're good. Like we always have a good crew of middle school kids. But once they go to high school, because we have a regional high school, their bus ride is really far. So if they play sports after school, they don't show back up into town until 6.
Yeah.
So we're not, except for Thursdays, we're not open. So we really do lose the teenagers during the school year unless they don't play sports or have any other after-school activities. It's a very long day. Do you have that too, or are you just does
yeah,
Millbrook have its own high school?
No, we have our own high school, but we still have the same issue, actually, where the kids are doing so many extracurricular activities.
Right.
And mostly sports, honestly. There are kids that will do sports throughout fall, winter, spring. They switch from sport to sport.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely, like, once they move into high school, we stop seeing them as much.
Right, right.
We do visits to the middle school, and we've done a book buffet the past couple years where the middle school librarian will kind of set out what she calls a book buffet, which I love, which is like different genres, like picnic blankets that the kids can check out. And like the idea is to try to get them reading something like maybe they wouldn't necessarily pick up.
Yeah.
And we have different stations where like we'll ask them, what do you want to see in the library? What kind of programs do you want to come to? Like, how can we make the teen room better? So, like, we added LED lights based on suggestions, and we've done different programs based on suggestions.
Oh, nice. And did they actually show up for them?
They do, yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
We found that cooking and, like, food programs are really popular because you get them to eat at the same time.
That's
and
all they
very
want.
Excited about
just
that.
Snacks.
So when we do this visit, we bring, like, cookies and stuff. And then we'll also do another visit, I think it's with a seventh grade group, where we will go in and show them just basically like we'll do like a little presentation about like what the library is, like what we do, things, programs that they can come to, resources that they can help, we can help them with. And then we'll do a kind of like a hands-on walkthrough of how to log on to Libby. They can access e-resources, because I'm like, even if you are traveling like hours each day for sports events and things like that, you can still access library resources on your phone.
Nice.
And that's been pretty successful.
Nice. We've had, with the actual high schoolers, we have three prep schools that are in our town.
Oh, wow.
So we've had some good luck with collaborating with their teachers and their activities directors to create programs that invite them in. And, you know, they'll come down in a bus, or that we have one that can walk here, they'll walk over. Not only do they come, they do a lot of volunteer work for us. So, you know, we've got our big book sale. We have crews of kids who come and help with that. But then we also get some who come down and do library programs. One that's popular is Blind Date with a Book, where they, you know, have to pick up a book that's been wrapped in brown paper and read it. They don't know what it is, and that's kind of fun. We do issue temporary library cards to the prep school kids, even though they don't live here, but they can still, you know, take advantage of our services for at least each year. They get renewed, unlike a normal card, which is three, and that's been good too. There are some kids who they're far away from home. They feel like they still need a connection to maybe who they were, and they can come and find their favorite books or just talk to some different people. I think especially boarding school, they get a little insulated in a way that can be good and can also be a little overwhelming. So this just gives them
No, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, it gives them a window to the rest of the world a little bit and you know, reminds them that there's other stuff going on than just your actual teen drama. But it's nice. I mean, the volunteer efforts alone makes it worth our while. We get a crew. You know, we have this book sale that involves all of this heavy lifting, these moving of very heavy books inside and outside of our storage area. So we bring in, like, hockey teams.
There you go.
You know, and most of our regular volunteers are in their 70s and some of them are in their 80s. And it'll take them a really long time to create this giant sale. And you bring in the hockey team, and 20 minutes later, and they're already twiddling their thumbs because they did it all. They're carrying tables on their heads. It's wild.
That's very efficient, I feel like.
It is really. It's good. And it's good for them, too. It's good for them to be involved with the community and also to be doing good things for the library. And, you know, sometimes we make a deeper connection with an individual kid who says, you know, I really want to come in and be more engaged, and we can do that too, as long as they can commit. We've had, last year we did a program with a few of the kids at Kent School who did a writing, multi-meeting writing workshop with kids that was really lovely. And these kids spent hours and hours planning their lessons, and, you know, I'm sure it's to buoy their college applications, but I don't care. It's nice. It's just nice. And especially when you're talking about boarding schools, you get a lot of international kids, and Kent is pretty white bread, and it's my kids grew up at a boarding school, and I can attest to this. Their lives are enriched by having kids from all over the world who want to be with them and teach them and spend time. So I really feel like it's a win for all of us, the school and the library and the town. It's been great.
That's awesome.
well, let's, you know, every year we question, like, is this going to work? And we're starting a teen book club. We had a couple of middle schoolers who were really big readers, and they've gone up to the high school, and they said, can we have a teen book club? And we said, sure. And we connected with the librarian up at Housatonic, and I think her basic answer was, good luck. They're just hard. They're so busy. These kids are so busy.
Yeah.
I get it. But it is nice, and it's lovely to see all the families, you know, dropping their kids off and the buses going through town. It always feels like a fresh start.
Yes, I know. There's like a buzz of excitement in the air, I feel
Yes. September's always a happy time. Well, this has been good. Do you have anything exciting coming up?
So I think last time we talked, my big thing was Millbrook Community Day, and still what it is.
Okay.
So September 20th, we're going to be having a whole bunch of things at the library. We're having the bubble bus. We're having a sensory lab. We're doing pumpkin painting. And there's things throughout the village, which is really exciting. We're going to have a really great farmer's market, as we do pretty much every weekend, but I think we have a lot of vendors coming. There's going to be a scarecrow decorating contest, a fall dessert baking contest. So that's like the big thing that's happening in Millbrook.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yes, we've got our quiz night coming up, which I mentioned. And then, as I said before, we are looking to start our expansion pretty soon. So I'm pretty tied up with next steps on that. I'm really hoping that during one of these conversations, I'm going to be telling you I'm wearing my hard hat. It's got all my fingers
so
and toes
too.
Crossed. Oh, it's just so slow. It's so slow. But we're getting there.
Yeah.
Baby steps. We're getting close.
One step at a time, right?
That's right. Okay. Well, I hope you have the best September, and we'll talk in a few more weeks.
All right. Take care.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio, 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakefieldbooks.com.